And here in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki for the local news department. This is Borough Business. It's our call-in show, and I'm joined in the studio today by Borough Assembly members Bob Lynn and Nancy Strand. Thank you both for making it in today in tough weather conditions. And another reminder, too, to people, it is pretty icy out there, so be careful while you're out walking and driving around. But let's dive into the Borough Assembly agenda for tonight. First off, you're going to be deciding whether you want to comment or support or oppose what could be the first marijuana license in the borough of Petersburg. This is for Gary Morgan, who's applied for a pot grow license down near Papke's Landing. Bob or Nancy, any thoughts on that? Do you guys have any strong feelings one way or another about this license and whether it should be approved by the state?
I definitely think it should be approved. I read his plan. Well, not every exact word, but it sounds like he's got a reasonable plan and everything's taken care of. Interestingly enough, he'll get rid of things like stems and leaves they don't use by grinding them up one-to-one with wood chips, then grinding that mix up with something else one-to-one, then adding seaweed at a rate of 26-to-1 to make compost. Sounds like a whole nother business, gathering seaweed.
Oh, yeah, okay. And the borough stands to make some money off these businesses if they do get going eventually, because you guys approved a tax way back in the fall for the production and grow of pot in the borough. Bob, any thoughts on this license?
I'm about the same place as it. I think that the business plan that he put together is fairly good. That any tax that might come out of this is obviously years down the road, because you have, by the time you grow it and so forth and sell it, keep track of, you know, your expenses and stuff. I think we're at least 3 years down the road before the borough could realize any taxes on it.
And I think this is a good place to point out too that this has maybe become a more regular thing as businesses start up, but it's just a reminder this is kind of a new industry. And this is how it works. The local government gets to sound off one way or another, support or oppose. If people have concerns about how a business is going to operate in a neighborhood or where it's going to operate or anything, this is another chance to get up and say your piece and that kind of thing. So
yeah, that's correct. They can go online and look at the plan that was submitted, and they can also comment on it. I think the comment, though, if I remember, is about a month. I don't remember the exact time frame, but it needs to be done relatively soon.
Okay. All right, so we'll hear about that tonight. We'll also hear about the possibility for paving in on neighborhood streets, and Carl Hagerman has kind of identified a list of streets that aren't paved at the moment but could be in the future if property owners around those streets are interested in picking up the bill, and that's the big if. You guys have any thoughts about a local improvement district? Do you like the idea of offering this from the borough standpoint?
I think it's a great idea, especially since after it's been done, this borough takes care of all the maintenance, you know, the plowing and upkeep. So just the surface, the top 4 inches or however many inches of pavement they'll put down is all that the LID would have to cover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the borough charter covers the establishment of local improvement districts, and in my own mind, I've still got questions about it. I think it's a good idea, but at what point, you know, we have a lot of streets in town that are paved, and at what point do these streets then, the ones, like for instance, if there is a local improvement district, do those people pay then to bring it up to a certain standard before it's paved and pay for the paving? And then do they then have to pay that expense in perpetuity, you know, in other words, rather than the borough taking it over? I'm not clear in my own mind yet how all this operates when I look at the borough charter.
Okay, so you have some questions about that.
Yes,
they're only going to be responsible for the pavement. If it needs to be brought up to a standard, I believe that will be the borough's responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a whole process outlined, too, as proposed by Carl, in terms of how they would vote. They identify all the property owners, and they need a certain number of them to all agree what that they wanted to pay for that. I think it's 60% or something like that.
Yes.
They have to vote to approve paying for that, and then they'd be assessed. And so
they'd get a bill for what it costs, split up from everybody, not just the 60%, but 100% of the residents on that street. And they could either pay it in one lump sum or do it over time, make payments. And most of those streets will benefit the people who live in the neighborhood. It's not like people have to go through them to get somewhere else.
Right. I don't have the list in front of me, but it's some of the cul-de-sacs in town that where people are just going to their homes. It's not the through streets and that kind of thing. So, all right. Any other thoughts on that issue? Is this something you have to approve as a program to get started by resolution or just...
It has to be approved, yes.
Okay.
Whether do it by resolution or otherwise, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't ask him that.
Okay.
But
I have to check. Let's see. We'll find out more about that apparently tonight. And also tonight you're going to be talking about whether to invite a couple groups to meet here next year, the Board of Fish as a possibility, and also the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. I can't remember if the Board of Fish is back in cycle for Southeast issues or not, but Bob, any thoughts? Do you think this is a good idea to have groups come here to town?
Well, I think it's a very good idea because that allows the local folks to interact with the both of those groups. I think I would add the Board of Game also to this as part of it.
Okay. All right. Nancy, any thoughts on that?
I think that, yeah, definitely we should meet to have them meet here, partly for the input and partly for the revenue it brings in.
Okay. All right. There are a couple of resolutions. There's a resolution and an ordinance. It looks like some housekeeping for that auction that's coming up of borough land on the 17th, and I think it's just... get the numbers correct and that kind of thing. Is there anything else we should know about that property the borough's going to be selling off in a couple weeks here? Or?
The second reading of that is happening at 6 o'clock, and immediately upon adjournment of that first meeting, we'll go into session to do the third reading in order to have it all ready in time for the sale on the 17th.
Yes.
Okay.
And most of those changes are just pretty much cosmetic that are proposed.
Okay, and Nancy was mentioning that that's an ordinance to get that land ready that's up behind Hammer and Weekon that the grocery store wanted to buy, and the reason it has to go through an ordinance process is because it's over the $250,000 mark, and the borough...
That's right, sorry.
...charter has to go, has different levels of what you have to approve to sell land, so you have to go through three readings of an ordinance to go through.
Right,
that.
That's correct.
In order to get it ready for the 17th, we have to have two more readings. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay, and that's a good thing to remind people about, too. If it's over $500,000, something you're selling off, it has to go to a public vote, too, so that's something to keep in mind.
Do we own anything worth $500,000?
Oh, sure. You got buildings and docks.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah.
And that will be an open auction, so it isn't a guarantee. You know, it can be bid up. Somebody, there can be other folks come in and bid on those properties at the same time. And this at the same time as we will have the one out on Sandy Beach as part of it, this one, and there's several other small parcels as part of that.
But there's no other parcels going on the list now other than this one that you're approving an ordinance. That's a pretty final list.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. You'll also be talking about state docks at Kuprinoff and Papke's, and I don't think there's any action item on this other than to talk about what the next steps are and what to do and wait. Is it just to wait to see what the state comes back with in terms of offers?
Oh, the state has come back with an offer as of the last meeting, and essentially what they did. Our original letter said we did not want to take Entrance Island And our letter also said that we would prefer that the Kuprinoff dock be given, that we would give the Kuprinoff dock to Kuprinoff. And so that left Papke's. What the state came back with is says, if you take Entrance Island off the list, then the $700,000 plus some change that they were going to give us would be reduced accordingly back to $500,000 plus change. Their letter also asked us, you know, what our intent was, our legal intent was relative to Kuprinoff. How were we going to deal with Kuprinoff? Were we going to give it to them, or what were we going to do? And they essentially said, you know, well, come back with a, you know, some alternatives. And so that's essentially where we're at with it. In the meantime, you know, our discussion is that, and at least what I've heard from folks outside of town, saying that no matter whether the borough does it or the state does it, it's going to cost the same amount of money to fix those facilities. And our letter back to them requested about $1.2 million for both the Kuprinoff dock and for the Papke's dock to do it. So I think we're in a negotiation phase right now, and I think we're going to have to, the assembly's going to have to weigh into how we want to respond to that, and that's part of that discussion.
Nancy, any thoughts on the dock issue at this point?
Nothing new.
Nothing new. Okay. All right. There's also a security assignment for a lease to First Bank for the Good Investments Charles Davis Tidelands lease transfer that you approved last time around. Any heartburn with approving that for First Bank?
I don't have a problem.
Okay. No. All right. No problem.
All right. And also, what are we missing? Other big things on the agenda that I haven't asked about? Wanted to cover that we are kind of entering the holiday season, and there's a bunch of closures for local borough government, including Parks and Rec and some other things. And Bob, you wanted to highlight some of those, I think, too.
Yeah, I did. The Parks and Rec staff, the facilities related to those will be closed at noon on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas, and then at noon on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and the day after Christmas. And then as the school lets out for the holiday break, Parks and Rec will be offering more options for drop-in fun, they call it. Open swim Monday to through Friday, 11 to 1, on 12/19 through 12/23, and then 12/27 to 12/30. And then open gym Monday, Friday, there'll be Friday 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 12/19 through the 23rd, and then on 12/30. And then they have a drive-in movie on Thursday, 12/22, from 6 to 8 p.m., and they have bounce houses from 12/23 and 12/30 from 10 to 1.
All right, so lots of opportunity for getting some exercise over the holiday, and probably other closures as well for services,
yes.
But we'll have announcements on those and garbage and all and changing of schedules for the holiday. So other than that, if we've not missed anything, happy holidays to you both, and thank you for coming in. We'll hear more from you tonight at 6 o'clock. Coming up next, Chuck Rose, your host for Street Beat Music. Thank you.